Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Looking forward to today. You know, the lights get a little bit brighter. They're not real bright, but they're going to get a little bit brighter for some of these young guys, see how they handle it. This day is always fun, you know, honoring the guys who went to the Pro Bowl, but the fans are into it. It's a fun practice.
All right, some of the sights and sounds, and you heard B.A. there on the red and white practice as the Red Sea fill in University of Phoenix Stadium once again. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily and azcardinals.com. Now, look, B.A., he doesn't call it a scrimmage. It's definitely not a game. But if there is such a thing as a practice with a game atmosphere, this is it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's an awesome crowd, awesome atmosphere to come out here and be a part of all this stuff.
You come out, you got a lot of fans. Hitting is live, so you're playing real football. And
this is probably the most intense practice so far. You know, it's definitely a good to get out here and get some contact under your belt. You know, we haven't really had the opportunity to tackle, so that was good.
All right, now, before practice, B.A. saying in terms of those he was really looking forward to seeing, the young tight ends, you have young linemen on both sides of the ball, B.A. said. Yeah, third-round rookie Chad Williams, who definitely flashed, and fifth-round rookie T.J. Logan, as this depth chart evolves in real time.
Everybody understands that if you don't get the job done, somebody else will.
You know, I don't know if I've expressed that enough to him because it really does. You know, as it changes constantly. You know, some stuff happens, and, you know, you got to always have guys ready to go and step up.
If you want to know about a D lineman, ask an O lineman. What sort of load has Robert Kendici been?
It's going to be a stud. He's got a lot. He's got a potential to do a lot of things. And he's going to be a special, special player here coming up.
All right, speaking of the depth chart, well, Justin Bethel is going to miss a couple of days with a hyperextended knee. And B.A. confirming that, yes, Ronald Zamort is running first-team cornerback and not Brandon Williams.
Whatever you want to read into it, he's playing with the first team instead of Brandon.
And just to illustrate how quickly things can change, Ronald Zamort left the red and white practice on a cart after he was injured during practice. So the question to B.A. about whether he wants a veteran cornerback might be a necessity now.
I'd like to see us get one, yeah.
We'll leave you with B.A.'s thoughts on how a head coach is never happy in camp because there's always one side of the ball beating the other side of the ball. That, and we go all access, and you can hear B.A.'s message to the team.
Cardinals always win, but offense or defense, one side beats the other. So, but you hope it happens in and out of practice, not one side totally.
Damn good effort, hell of a practice. All sides, all faces, all right? It's a good step forward, just know where we're at. We ain't near where we need to be. Bring it down.